Some of you might wonder, what is it that Microsoft is doing in the Internet of Things world, right? What is Azure IoT and so forth? Well, actually, I have Sam Short with me today on the IoT show to talk about that. Not about the portfolio of products, but about the inception of the Azure IoT group and how we are building our solutions and offers for the customers and basically where we're going to go in the next future, like whatever, one year, whatever. So thanks for watching the show, and this is Sam George in a minute. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and Sam George is here with me today.
Hello, everyone.
And we're going to talk about what's going on in the Azure IoT team here at Microsoft. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. It's a long time I wanted to have you on the show.
Yeah.
We are at like, what, 60-something episode
something,
number?
Yeah.
And it was about time.
Yeah.
Great. So for those who don't know you, Sam, do you mind introducing yourself and telling people what you're doing at Microsoft?
Absolutely. So I'm Sam George. I lead program management for Azure IoT. My engineering counterpart at Microsoft is Cameron Skinner, and together we're responsible for all of IoT, all of our products in the Azure world at Microsoft.
Cool. And there are many of them, right?
Yes.
Many of these services and solutions and offers.
Yes,
and actually, what I would like for you to do with me today is to start talking about the inception and the journey in the last, 4 years since the team has been created?
Yep.
And you've been there from the get-go, right?
So
like since you basically took the reins of the team with Cameron, so how did you actually set that journey up? And how did you work with customers, partners, and so on to create that wide offer that we have today?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk a bit more about, you know, we are
what's
here
there?
With like, what's there, what's in there, and why do we have to? I think what I want to go to is more why do we have all of that?
Yeah,
that
makes sense. So in the very beginning, we were very fortunate as we were getting started, because there was a tremendous amount of interest in IoT. And so what we did is we spent a ton of time talking to customers and partners, both here in, you know, in Redmond on campus. We also flew all over the world and got to know what IoT looks like in China versus Europe versus the United States.
Yep.
And we also looked across, you know, all the different market segments that IoT was gonna touch. And what we found is that there was some very similar needs across a bunch of market segments.
Okay.
And we also learned very in the beginning that it was going to be very important to focus. And so our initial areas of focus were we picked sort of the commercial IoT side from a cloud vendor point of view that makes a bunch of sense. And then we also picked manufacturing as a beachhead. Like,
okay,
let's go learn all about manufacturing. It, you know, as a market segment within IoT, it has the potential to really impact GDP worldwide.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, very interesting segment.
And does it make sense also to say that it was already a very advanced area in terms of IoT? It was embedded devices all
exactly,
over the place
exactly.
and PLCs and
very
all
much.
These
And we already had a big history there. So we've been selling Windows and Windows Embedded into this segment for a long time. And so we had a bunch of relationships there that we could that we could leverage to learn more. But the big thing we did for the first 6 to 9 months was learn. And we approached it in a very humble way. You know, hey, how is this industry going to shape up? How is this wave of computing going to proceed? What do customers need? What do partners need? How do the two relate? What are all the different types of partners? We learned a lot. We did our own homework as well, you know, working with various forms of support at Microsoft, like our corporate strategy team. And what we did is we came up with, you know, what was going to be our initial product offerings. And what we learned is we learned that Azure had most of what was needed for an IoT solution.
Yeah, not surprised though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like basics being like storage and compute to get like to start with.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And so Azure had most of what was required for an IoT solution, but there were some things that were missing. And so we set about building a team and building these products. And we started with our IoT Hub service, which is our platform as a service offering for connecting and managing billions of devices, sending trillions of messages. We then added device management for that, and of course device SDKs and things like that,
so that
you know, from a device you could have a secure connection to the cloud, two-way communication, and start, you know, like, start doing IoT.
Bare minimum. The
bare
plumbing,
minimum.
The
bare,
plumbing
that was
and
very
your building,
bare minimum.
Basically,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And we also at the same time did something I think was really important at the time, and that's we introduced this notion of solution accelerators. Mm-hmm. Because in the commercial IoT side, as you talk to customers, you don't want to just present, here's our platform offerings. You also want to show them, here's how they all work together, and here's a working IoT solution.
Here's my plumbing. No, you're just like, no, here's the bathroom that you can build with that plumbing.
That's right. And so we introduced a product at the time we called the Azure IoT Suite. Mm-hmm. And we implemented a couple different IoT sort of horizontal patterns, like remotely monitoring devices, predicting their maintenance needs, and things like that. And
still generic.
Still generic, very horizontal. Because what we learned very early on in IoT is that partners were going to be critical. And that's never been more true, even today. Mm-hmm. Partners, we learned very early on, provide the millions of vertical specializations. You know, IoT has a very common pattern of collecting data from things and controlling things, finding insights from the data that you collect, and then triggering informed actions as a result. And that pattern happens again and again and again. But the vertical specialization that produces vaccine track and trace versus fleet management versus predictive maintenance for industrial equipment, those vertical specializations are different.
Got it. Yeah.
But the horizontals are the same. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've been on a mission over the last, 4 years to really help accelerate partners and help customers get to value quicker. Mm-hmm. And we've done that in a number of ways. You know, we like to say over the last couple of years that we're very driven towards simplifying IoT. And what we mean is removing all of the toil that's associated with getting to an IoT solution. And there's an interesting analogy, like if you look back to the early days of web development, you know, when people were trying to put together websites, you know, often step one for a website was build a web server, then build a web framework, then build your website. And that's a good example
of stack over stack.
Exactly. You had to like build up the stacks before you got what you were actually after, which was the website. Mm-hmm. And IoT's undergone a similar evolution where, you know, early days partners were building and customers were having to build all of that plumbing to get to the website, the analogy of it, the application for IoT.
Makes sense.
And so what we've been doing ever since then is providing more and more of that so that partners and customers can get started really, really quickly and get to what's valuable for them.
Yeah. And you made the analogy with the websites. It's really interesting because while we're building these stacks, we're also thinking about the model. So you have the PaaS model, right, where you have a platform as a service model. Well, you can go bare metal if you want, or bare cloud, we'll say, with like your own computer,
VM,
whatever, right?
Service.
So, but then you have the PaaS services. You were mentioning IoT Hub. Then we have the device provisioning service that comes in pair with IoT Hub to provision your service automatically. And then you have the automatic configuration that comes on top of that. Another feature of it.
Yep.
Now we're starting seeing other services as well. As we're building these solution accelerators, we say, hey, a need for a mapping service. I guess we went on shopping internally and say, hey, we have that, then, and that. How can we work with these teams and make them more IoT enabled, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's the way we're doing. But on top of that, then you have the holy grail. Like in the web world today, you want to create a website, you go to Wix.com or something equivalent and click, 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 done, and you have a fantastic website.
Right.
So we are looking at having an equivalent where you can build your own website from the get-go if you want to, even today. And, so, and lots of companies are doing that. In IoT, so we have that path as well, right?
Yes.
So we have IoT Central.
And what we've been doing, that was the genesis of IoT Central, is that we saw, you know, we've been in market now for many years, and we've seen a lot of sort of the same types of solutions again and again. With similar characteristics, I should say. The vertical specialization is always different, but similar characteristics. There's a operational dashboard, you know, for viewing alerts and viewing, you know, the things and what you're interested in. There's setting up monitoring rules over device telemetry. There's triggering business process integration. And so what we realized a few years ago is that we could provide a SaaS offering primarily for our partners to go build applications on top of for their customers. Yep. But also customers can use it directly too. And so IoT Central is that, you know, is that offering. And it's built on everything below it, right? It's built on all of those PaaS services, be it Azure Maps, be it Azure IoT Hub or device provisioning service or time series insights. But it makes it very easy to go, you know, our goals in IoT Central is that you can provision in less than a minute, that you can connect devices in less than five, and that you can go to production the same day.
And this is reality, guys. This is actually the timings works. We are actually announcing, sometimes even faster. IoT Central is like speeding up super fast, and then connect your device, and then boom, you have data, and you can set up your rules and so on. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
There's another trend, actually, that I wanted you to share a bit to our audience about, which is in the last couple years, I would say, well, for me, from my perspective, I've been working embedded forever. Yeah. Having smart at the edge is something we've been talking about forever.
Yes.
As in like smart devices, connected devices and so on. Putting software down there. And we have like real-time OSs we can develop on and so forth.
Yeah.
But we've seen that trend, though, that in building that schema of extracting data from devices, extracting insights from that data, and then taking action, we're also seeing that world is not like, hey, you have devices there and you have the cloud there,
right?
And that there's that other trend, which is about bringing that intelligence that can be built in the cloud with infinite resources all the way down back to the devices, right?
Absolutely. And this is actually something that we saw very early on, was that there was going to be this balance between the cloud and IoT. Mm-hmm. And in early IoT, what you saw is devices just sending everything to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing now with edge computing, and as you know, we just made IoT Edge, our edge compute platform for edge computing. We just made it generally available. Now you're starting to see a balance and sort of a harmonizing between cloud and the edge, where you can take parts of your cloud solution and run it right on the devices, and yet the two work in harmony, right? The cloud is now managing the edge. Mm-hmm. It's providing that central location, that central aggregation, where you can train your machine learning models and then distribute your machine learning models and then upload data back to the cloud, refine the machine learning models, and then push them back down.
Yep.
And so really an IoT application spans both. And that's why I love, you know, we started talking about in the last couple of years is Microsoft, the intelligent cloud and intelligent edge. Mm-hmm. And nowhere is that more sort of, you know, being put into production than in IoT.
Yeah.
And it really requires both.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah,
it's like you can literally see it.
Very real.
And actually, that leads me to another point that to me is kind of to my heart, because I'm coming from an entity where we're talking and working on that, which is the open source aspect of things.
Absolutely.
You've been mentioning the fact we've been working a lot with partners and customers from the get-go.
Yep.
What is it you need? How are you going to do that?
Yep.
What is IoT? We are Microsoft, so tell me about your vertical and your world.
Yeah.
But we're going beyond just asking them for their input. We're actually working with them.
Partnering with them on development. Yeah.
So can you share a bit about this journey in the open source and what we're doing down there?
Yeah. And I'm happy to say that, from the very beginning, we made open source a very important sort of cornerstone of our efforts. As an example, from day one when we released our initial device software development kits, they were on GitHub open source. And I'll never forget, I had early project reviews. You know, we have to do these kind of reviews with our execs, you know, to get funding. And I actually had a review with Bill Gates at one point before you know, we went to market. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the device SDK and what we were going to be doing with that. And he even made a point back then, you know, this was, you know, over 4 years ago, he was saying, those are going to be open source, right? And so it was great to, you know, be part of this new Microsoft and realize we were going to be doing things differently from the very start. Mm-hmm. And so, and we did that, you know, also from the very start with our solution accelerators. From day one, they've been open source so that customers could take them and partners could take them, modify them, resell them, do whatever they want with them, and more importantly, contribute to them. Mm-hmm. And so, and you know, with our Edge platform, which is a very critical aspect of what we're doing, we made that, you know, open source from the time we were generally available. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very important part of how we work with the community. And there's lots of other open source things I could talk about, but you know, it's sort of foundational to what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to expect that existing open source solutions as well work well. I mean, we're talking about this combination of past services that you aggregate to create your IoT solution, or use one of the solution accelerators, which actually is also leveraging open source technologies,
by the way, right? That's right.
And then you should expect as a customer, as a user, as a developer, to be able to reuse your knowledge, your expertise, your languages, whatever you already know about in your industry, and apply that into an Azure IoT solution and application, right?
And for that, like, we've invested in meeting developers, you know, where they are. For example, you know, we support 5 different languages in our SDKs. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot to do that. But at the same time, it means that we can, you know, really meet developers where they are, as opposed to saying, you know, come over and use this language that we prefer. It's we prefer all of them, and so we've been building that from day one.
Prefer all of them. Last question for you before everyone gets like bored to
death,
which I'm sure they're not. But so we're talking about the last 4 years, right? So now, like, what does like pump you up? What does make you excited about, you know, the team, what we're doing for the next few, like 6 months, 1 year, 2 years? What is it that people should expect from us?
Well, what's great is that, you know, Microsoft, we recently announced we're investing $5 billion in IoT, which is, you know, pretty significant. and a lot of that's gone to, you know, as you know, is gone to our team and teams across the division that are building IoT-related services. Mm-hmm. And what's nice is that, you know, with the momentum that we've seen in the team, and all of the investments that we've been making, we're reaching a point of pretty dramatic acceleration in terms of the technology we build. Mm-hmm. We're also reaching a point of pretty dramatic acceleration in terms of partner programs that we've put in place so that partners can go quickly with us and have and really do well in our ecosystem. Mm-hmm. You know, things that we've been planning for the last several years have been coming together, and so you see this really nice layering of all of our IoT mm-hmm. offerings, and you know, we're really getting to the point at the same time where you're starting to see a pretty dramatic uptick in production, not just proof of concepts, but production deployments. And so, you know, we're really sort of leading this wave of IoT in the industry and watching it tip right now. You know, watching the market tip and really get going, where IoT is no longer going to be something for the, you know, early folks, it's going to be something for mainstream. So,
awesome. Yeah. Love it. Well, thanks a lot, Sam. I hope to have you on the show
soon.
Sooner, right? To talk about more things. Thanks for watching the IoT show, and don't forget to subscribe. Thank you.